You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Usually, we don't have signs. So, this is an exceptional case in Parashat Va'alotcha that there are pesukim, that they are marked by a letter. And this pesukim is a very well-known pesukim that we recite this at the time of Hosas Sefer Torah and Shabbatot. ויהי בנסוע אהרון, ויאמר משה, קומה השם. So these פסוקים are marked, recognizable. So in Sefer Torah you have two letters of Nun in the beginning, upside down, and in the end. So these פסוקים, they inform us, anytime that Am Yisrael will go in a war, so the special Aron that made from wood, that Moshe Ben Avshalom made, they will go in front of them, and then they will smooth the path for them, the mountain, the snakes, the scorpion, so they'll be able to spot the enemy and go to the war. So actually this Pesukim, the place is not here. Why? Because it has nothing to do with the whole subject in Parashat Va'alotcha. Where should have they been, this Pesukim? Where should have had them? What was the right place for them? Where? Parashat Bamidbar, because it talks about the stations, the direction, and how they will travel. So now why is placed here? So Rashi HaKadosh explains that Hashem wanted this Pesukim to be placed at this point. Why? Because Am Yisrael, they were really not behaving. One of the problems that Am Yisrael went through, they ran away from Har Sinai. So the Midrash says, like the kids, that at 3:30 they get their backpack ready. The school finishes at 4. So the backpack is ready at 3:30, and then 4:15, they ran out of the classroom. You know kids like that? Yeah?
Yeah.
You know a lot of them? Yes. Just about all of them like that. Why? Because, you know, they want to go home. They don't want to stay in the classroom anymore. So, Midrash says that Am Yisrael, they had exactly the same attitude. At Mamad Har Sinai, they ran away. So, let's go, let's go. Nah, Hashem's going to give us more mitzvot. We have to do more things. Let's go fast. So they ran away from Mamad Har Sinai. Why? Because they felt it's too much for them and they don't want to accept anything extra anymore. And the other problem that we see in the parasha talks about complaining about the man. Because they complained, you know, this man, we keep eating and eating and eating and eating, and then everything stays in our system. You know what it is? Everything stays in our system. And not only that, we only benefit the taste. What's the difference between soy burger and the burger? There's a difference? There's a difference?
Yes.
What's the difference?
One is original, one is not.
Understand, they're both same, exactly the same. Exactly the same.
But the taste is different.
Sorry?
The taste is different.
No. Exactly the same. You close your eyes, they give you a piece of this and a piece of that. Exactly the same taste. There's a difference?
There's no difference.
How about the vitamins in the soy burger and the burger? It's the same?
If you say it's the same.
I'm asking. I don't know. Is it the same?
No.
Of course it's not the same. Well, how do you can compare? The soy burger and the burger? So now here, if the man tastes like a steak, does it have the same vitamin as the steak?
No. Yes. The one, yes.
One more time. Does it?
Not necessary.
What do you mean not necessary?
It only tastes like.
It's only a taste. So it has no vitamins, right? There's no vitamins. So now they complain about the wine. What is this? You know, it's a taste factory. It has 549 taste. Only taste, but where is the mineral, where is the calcium, where is vitamin D? You know what vitamin D is?
You are in the hand of Hashem, you don't need any of those vitamins.
You know what vitamin D is?
It's from sun.
Huh?
From sun.
No, vitamin A is Divrei Torah. Vitamin, they call it vitamin D. Dalit. Vitamin D is Divrei Torah. So now here, so what did Hashem Yitzhak do? He put the Pesukim right in the middle. Why? Because his purpose was, even though that the place of this Pesukim is not here, that God forbid would not look too bad for Am Yisrael. Complain after complain. Because if Hashem would not place this Pesukim in the middle, so then how would it look? Very, very, very not a good profile. Complain after complain. Misbehave after misbehave. So that's why Ribbono Shel Olam places Pesukim here to show that how much
he loves us.
How much he loves us. So obviously your question is, what's your question?
Why do you complain so much?
No, that goes with the Yehudi. That's Yehudi without a complaint. It's like a Yehudi without a kippah. You know, what's a Yehudi without a complaint? So what is your question?
Why Hashem has to put these words in the middle, that when they not behave? Why Hashem loves us so? Instead of rebuking them, so why?
Right, but the point of matter, they were punished anyway, but the point of matter here is, through the affection that he has for us, so he doesn't want, just like, there's no father that Chas v'Shalom will talk bad about his kids. There's no father like this. No matter how the kid misbehaves, but still the Abba is not going to say Lashon Hara behind his kid or say negative things about his children. So in the same aspect, Avinu Shebashamayim, he loves us. So he doesn't want that we look bad. We will have a bad profile. But the question here is, as we explained, these Pesukim are marked. With what letter?
Nun.
But why Nun? Mem, Lamed, Pe, Bet. Why Hashem picked Nun? What's so special about the Nun to be signed?
Nerot.
Sorry?
Nerot.
Nerot? What's the connection between Nerot and the subject here?
It goes up. It's
the Ner.
The
Ner is, very nice. Why Nun?
Son didn't complain about the...
Sorry?
Son did not complain about the two power.
The letter after Nun. Nun is the beginning and the end. Why Nun, Hashem picked?
Because
You know, there's a mizmor that we are familiar with and we know it by heart. Mizmor Ashrei, right? What's so special about Ashrei?
No.
Right, so it's according to alphabetic order. Aleph, every pasuk, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, right? Mm-hmm. You notice? Every pasuk start the beginning Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, but there is no Nun. There is not letter of a Nun in Ashrei. So why there is no Nun? Why? David Melech HaShalom took the Nun out. Nun? No, Nun is not Harona. First of it, yes, but not Nun. Do you notice there is no Nun? No? Ay, ay, ay. Why there is no Nun? Where is no Nun? Where is the Nun? In Ashrei there is no Nun. So Gemara explains that Nun represents Nefila. What does Nefila mean? Nefila, to fall down. Fall down. So here Gemara explains that the Melech Shalom gave us the hope that for Yehudi there is never ever Nefila. Even though the government becomes smoli, Has v'shalom. Has v'shalom. Yeah. But here, we see that the Nun that is upside down is placed. At the time that Am Yisrael went through such a scenario, the complaint and so on. But here, it teaches us that even Yehudi goes through in such a circumstances, he has to be very, very Chazak, Rabbi, strong. And Chas v'Shalom, not lose hope. You know, people, when they leave, before they leave the house, they do a very interesting thing. What do they do before they leave the house? What do they do? Say? That's what they do?
They lock the door.
What else they do?
They put the shoes on.
Oh, they put the shoes on? Very nice. I'm sorry?
Said they say goodbye to whoever is in the house.
And they say shalom. Very nice. Very nice. What else?
They take the car key.
I said, very nice, take the car. But they just come out, you know, like this. You know, they say shalom. What else? They kiss the mezuzah. They say, what else they do? Wear their shoes. What else?
They
open the door. That's it. That's it, they don't do nothing else. They don't look at the mirror, they look at the mirror. They look. How's the mirror works? How's the mirror works? What's the mirror? No, how does it work? How do they make mirror? So it's a glass. So glass. So then when you look on a glass, what do you see?
It's a see-through.
So you don't see nothing. Yeah. So then what happens all of a sudden you're able to see yourself?
You cover the back of
it. When the glass is covered, then all of a sudden you say, oh, this is me. But before it's covered, so then you cannot see yourself. So that's what the Melech Shalom is teaching us. In Ashrei there is no Nun. And Ribono Shalom marked this Pesukim with the Nun Hafucha. Why? Because till Yehudi will not go through hardship, when something doesn't stop him, just like the glass that turns to the mirror, you will not be able to see yourself. So that means, whatever that goes wrong, whatever that the difficulty we run into, the purpose here is, what?
Wake up
call. No. To be able to see yourself. One more time. The glass You're not able to see yourself. It has to be covered. Then you see yourself. And in life, that's how it is. When something goes wrong, as an individual, or worldwide, or the country, so that means just like the glass that is being covered, so then you have to look at yourself and say, I did it. It's because of me. Could be the message that you see somebody in the Senate says, I'm never gonna join the other side. And then you see 2 weeks later, he joined the other side. No, so what does that mean?
The other side joined.
So what does that mean? So that means he's a liar.
Right. Yes.
So what does that mean? He's a liar. So Hashem tells us, because you guys lie, so then I want to show you that the liar is going to control you. That's how you look at the point, the matters in life. It's not that somebody did something that was very vicious. It was very cruel. You don't look at it that way. You look at it in a way that is measure for measure. Because we lie, so now he lied. So now he's teaching us, because you guys not honest to one another, you stab one another in the back, I'm going to do it to you. Why? Because Hashem appointed me to go to the other side. Scary. But that's how it works. When the glass is covered, that means Hashem says, look at yourself, look at yourself. That's how the mirror works. And that's what exactly the Nun Hafucha is all about.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.